Hey, you guys, this is your one and only host of Vamo Radio, Vanessa Morgan, and I'm here today interviewing former artist development managing and A&R for Def Jam, Michael Neely. Hi, Michael.
How you doing, Vanessa?
It's great
to be here.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being here with us. So how did you get your start in the music industry?
You want the truth or the lie?
I want all of it.
I started out when I was 18. Mm-hmm. I was fresh out of high school. I was living in Atlanta at the time. And I met up with a guy by the name of Kenny Diamond, used to be the program director for a radio station here in Atlanta called V103. Mm-hmm. And a young brother by the name of James Smart. It was like the domino effect. They introduced me to a young man by the name of, I forgot his name now. Al Heyman. And the first show that I ever did that I got bit by the bug was Heavy D, Digital Underground, MC Light, and Queen Latifah.
Wow. That is amazing. That is so cool.
Yeah.
So what do you feel is one of the most important projects you've ever worked on?
There's a few projects that I've worked on that I feel are important. Well, not a few. Most of the projects I work on, to me, are very important. I've worked with such artists. Being a road manager for Busy Bone taught me the loyalty. I've done everything in the music industry, from being a road manager to being a gopher, which is somebody that runs around for the artist, to being security. And, you know, each part of that puzzle is what taught me how to be who I am now. You know, I'm humble. I'm blessed. I believe in loyalty and honesty when it comes to this music. But I deal with a lot of celebrities now. Like, there's a young brother out here. His name is GR. Mm-hmm. He has a song out featuring a young brother, another young brother named TK Kravitz. And the song is called They Don't Know. I'm working with him. I've watched him from the beginning stage of him being rough, with a lot of edges that need to be polished to now. I've worked with another young brother who has a history of watching his family pass away. He has a song out because it's called Born in This World. So there's so many artists. There's a young lady. She gives me the impression of being a younger version of Lauryn Hill. She's called The Poet. And then there's a little R&B out there with a few artists. One of the groups that I deal with, you ever heard of an old school group called Champagne?
I have. I actually have.
You've heard of them?
Yeah, I believe I've heard of them before.
Well, I deal with the lead singer. I'm the co-producer of a song that me and him have out. It's called It's Time. Things like that. And then I have another R&B artist that I deal with. He has a song called Tap Out. It's a little bit of grown and sexy conversation. I'm working currently with a young pop artist by the name of Roxanne. You know, just things like that, and just trying to be productive and show artists what real music is about.
Wow, for sure. That is amazing. I'm glad to hear that you're actually getting out there, although you already are in the music industry and have been for many years now, that you're still working on your craft as well, and you're still perfecting yourself, because there's never too much knowledge in this world, and as well as you're still helping the young community as well. It's beautiful to hear, so thank you so much for that.
Yes, I mean, the music is out there. The issues that people are having, they're listening to the wrong people. They're not being educated what the industry is really about. They're talking to people that don't know the industry. They just know what's on the bottom of the industry. You know, like if you kick a rock, people say, instead of it being a small rock, they tell you they kicked a boulder. You know what I mean?
Right. For sure. So can you tell us about some of the experiences you had at Def Jam?
I mean, it's really not negative. Me being with Def Jam, I've been with Def Jam for about 2 years. I stepped down about 2 months ago because that's when Russell stepped down. But during my times with Def Jam, I've learned a lot. I've learned loyalty. I've learned to have a strong, you know, thick skin. I learned being an A&R is a competitive market. Because A&Rs will, and this is what I've learned, A&Rs will go after you like you're chum in the water full of sharks.
Oh, wow.
And it's not to go after you to start a fight. They want to make themselves look better than you, so they will say things that are not true to bash you or to make you look bad in front of other people.
Wow. Yeah, actually, no, that's actually with a lot of musicians and people in the industry today, many business professionals as well, that will say whatever they can actually just to bring your name down or to boost themselves up. It's a lot of that, and you actually have to watch out for that.
Yeah, you do. Because a lot of these A&Rs, and it's just my opinion, there's some good A&Rs out there. And there's bad ones. My thing is, if you're a good A&R and you're doing good, you don't have time to stop and think by or spread rumors of something that's not true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Too busy working.
Exactly. You're too busy working.
I don't have... Yeah, I don't have time to chase another A&R and make them look bad when I'm too busy trying to do good things for myself.
Exactly. Exactly. And now, how do you feel about holding, as you said before, how do you feel about holding such important positions as the ones you carry with yourself today?
Then, I mean, it wasn't really much of a difference because the things that A&Rs are doing under the name, I'm doing already.
Right. Wow.
I've met A&Rs that's been with Def Jam for a couple years, and they did not do anything compared to what I'm doing now. Basically, they're still in elementary, and I'm in the military.
Wow. You've got a lot more experience.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. And that's just my opinion. But, you know, everybody has their own opinion. The fact is a lot of people don't want to hear the honesty of what goes on. They want you to make everybody glorified, and it's not always like that.
That's true.
The industry is not perfect. I'm going to make that clear. It's not perfect. But if you stay loyal and stay dedicated, it'll work out for you. You just have to learn along the way. And a lot of people don't want to learn it. They want you to hand it to them.
Of course. Yeah, that's actually one of the most important problems that we're having today, that I guess I would say my own opinion, as you said before, people are losing the definition of hard work and what it means to be dedicated to something. Instead of going after what you want, you're just in it for the money, or you're just trying to get a quick buck out of it or whatever. You know, actually being dedicated to the music business is very serious and very important, and it takes a lot of dedication to have that.
That is true.
For sure.
That is so true. You know, and things like that is what the industry needs, is the dedication and the loyalty. The problems that we have, and I say it and people don't see it, in the music industry, there's two kinds of, there's two circles you want to be in. Well, not two, there's only one, but there's two circles. There's an outside circle, and then there's an inside circle. The inside circle doesn't worry about who's doing what, because they're doing something themselves.
That's true. That's
you know,
true.
The outside circle is the ones worrying about who's sleeping with what your toenails look like, or what jeans you're wearing, and how to bash one another.
Exactly.
Now, if they could stay focused on their own career and grow their career, then they won't have time to worry about the negativity of other people.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm so glad that you've actually touched upon that. Because our listeners as well would know and understand the reality of the music business. That isn't all just fun and games, but you do have to be serious about this. You can't just play around with it. You can't just throw anything out there and expect to get a lot back from it. You know, you have to take criticism very importantly as well. A lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah, but you know the problem that I see is, and I deal with a lot of these independent artists, They rather spend, and I've seen it happen, independent artists will spend $2,500 to $3,500 on buying a feature from a major artist, which is cool, to put on their mixtape.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
They will not spend that kind of money to help market and promote them. Or they want to spend and they want to do, and I understand it, but if you want to get in the music industry and become a professional, then you need to spend at least 8 to 12 hours a day pushing your music. Not when you're good and ready to push. Oh, today I'm just going to go kick it with the friends. Tomorrow I'll push my music. My friends tell me I'm making I should be making $1,000 right now. Really, you're not making $1,000. You only made 19 cents. And then it becomes an issue. Things like that is what I see. I see artists not listening or learning to grow themselves. They rather listen to my personal opinion. Why are you going to, you're a rapper, he's a rapper. Okay, I understand that. Both of you are trying to go for the gold. So why would he give you advice to go for the gold?
Exactly.
You know, and that's a competitive market. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. But ignorance is what keeps a lot of these artists down. Like, I see artists tell me they don't have no money. But you'll go in a strip club with your fake gold, or you say it's real, but I think it's fake. And you'll be making it rain with your rent. You'll be making it rain. But yet when somebody tells you to spend money on your marketing and promotion, oh, I can't do it. I got three kids. I just got out of jail. I got a car note. I have house to pay. But yet, you knew all this before you got in the rap community. You knew this before you spent that money on $1,000 on making it rain to girls that you're not going to take home.
Exactly.
So,
and that's another part of someone not taking their music career very seriously. That shows that you're not really into it.
Right. So a lot of these artists make it a hobby, hoping they get picked up or they got a hot track. Like things I see a lot of artists talking about they're making it for the homies. Well, make it for your homies then. Then don't complain if you ain't making no money.
Exactly. Just like that is how said.
Yeah. So your homies ain't going to pay for it because they're your homies. They want you to give it to them for free.
Right. Exactly. So actually, knowing that you have made this name for yourself and you being in the music industry for so many years now, I'd actually like to know, who are some of your influences in the music industry?
Who are some of my what?
Some of your influences in the music industry.
You want the truth or the lie?
Trust me, give it all. Give it all.
Okay. Some of my you mean my mentors in the music industry?
Anyone who has influenced you.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Give it to me.
Okay. I'm influenced by such people as Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick, Bone Thugs and Harmony, because there's five of them. There's five of them. And they all have different attitudes and different opinions.
Wow.
But when they come together, they form Bone Thugs and Harmony, and together they make a perfect harmony of music.
Oh, wow.
They're not greedy. You know, usually you get a group of black guys together now, one of them wants to fight because one dude made a dollar extra or 50 cent more. They want to fight.
Right.
Bone Thugs and Harmony, they do things as a group and they deal with things as a group, and that's a family. They're my Busy Bone, especially because I know him. I mean, I know him personally. So those are mentors. He's a mentor to me, and he's people that influence me. I have a young brother out of Atlanta. He's a rapper, but I don't know what he's doing now, but then he was named Salim. He taught me how to keep God's Allah, keep him in your heart and never change. There's so many people. Wise McGriff, great mentor. Rick Robinson, great mentor. I have a young lady out of North Carolina named Kat Peterson. She's a great mentor. I got to give credit to my mom because she's pushed me because, you know, her thing is, and I'm sorry for saying this, hard head makes us soft. Well, we're on radio, so I can't cuss. Hard head makes us soft behind.
That's right.
Yeah. And I've gotten the soft behind from my mama.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what I mean, I'm always getting whoopings. I'm the kind of kid that will go to the creek and bring a live fish in the house while it's still squirming and throw it in the sink to keep it wet.
Oh, you my know? Goodness. You deserve you know? To talk behind. You deserve that one.
Right. So, in other mentors that I've dealt with over the past, Kevin Black, he used to be a senior VP of urban promotion for Interscope. He's a good friend of mine. He's taught me. Sherry Gordy taught me. She's Barry Gordy's daughter.
Wow.
Yeah. Taught me things. Paul Carmen from the group. Champagne has taught me. Cheryl Cooley from the group Climax. The all-female band has taught me. The list goes on and on. Young brother by the name of Lamar Bruno, who is security for Boys to Men. He's taught me a lot. Her name is Cynthia Neely. She's taught me a whole amazing lot. She taught me about patience and understanding. Just everybody. Martha Samasoni, she's a young lady in New Zealand. She taught me about taking in a piece. The list goes on and on.
That is
people awesome. Such as yourself, taking time out your day. Those are the people that I envy, because you take time out your day to get me on the radio. Those are people that most people neglect and don't pay attention to.
Right.
But people like you give me that energy. And if you can do it, I can do it.
That is so inspiring. Thank you so much for that as well. You know, and I know that you've done also a lot of touring, as well as, like you said, so many top mainstream artists that you named. They're actually really powerful artists that you named, so I'm glad you named them as well. Can you tell me one of your most memorable moments that you've had in your lifetime with artists that you've worked with, managers, mentors, anyone you've worked with? What is the most memorable time you had before?
One of the most memorable time I had, I was on the road with Bootsy, the rapper Little Bootsy.
Uh-huh.
And we walked into a store. I forgot what store it was. We walked into a store. I think it was in Chicago. We walked into a store.
Mm-hmm.
And it was towards closing time. So the store owner closed the store, and Bootsy turned around and bought sneakers for all the kids in his neighborhood.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
I've never seen a rapper do that. And his whole issue is you need to get the luggage to put the sneakers in. He turned around, sent one of the people that were with us to go get the luggage.
Wow.
To put all these sneakers in. To me, that was rare. Most rappers don't do that. They make it. Most rappers I see, they do things for the media.
Right.
For the media attention. There was no cameras around us when Bootsy did this.
Wow. That is beautiful.
So you did it with no cameras and no hype. You did it because you love to help people.
Mm-hmm.
He did that, and that to me blew my mind.
Wow.
Because every rapper nowadays, anytime you see them, like when they do Feed the Homeless, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Don't you notice there's a bunch of cameras there?
They're always cameras everywhere. Yeah, for sure.
I understand your camera phone, but I'm talking about big, full-fledged, you carry on your arm like you're carrying a sack of sand, camera people in here.
Oh, yeah.
And that tells me you're not doing this for the charity. You're doing this for the publicity.
Exactly.
Like, give me an example. Drake did that song called God's Plan, right?
Right.
But the song, Drake was giving money away, correct?
That's right.
But he did that for real. Because the song was made because of what he was doing.
Wow. Oh, he really did that. Oh, wow.
He did it for real.
Oh, that is amazing. I didn't know that. I did not know that at all. Yeah. I watched that video so many times. Actually, I didn't know that.
Right. He did it for real because that's where he came up with the song, God's Plan. Mm.
That is deep.
But the funny part about it,
the
video of him giving it away was done before the video. He did it without the video cameras, and he just redid it because of the video and the song. Now, after he did it, now you see all these major artists doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's God's plan. I got to make sure all the cameras here, and it looks good. It's God's plan that I give this $1 million here and $40 million there, in a brand new Cadillac or a brand new Hummer, you knowing damn well once you, the first payment you may cover, but that homeless family or whoever they may be that's got low income mm-hmm. can't afford to pay that Hummer.
That's right. That's right.
So you ain't doing nothing but genuine precious. You know, because if you're going to do it, you're going to do it from the heart.
Exactly.
You're not going to do it from the pocket or your video, you know, the camera or the label wants you, hey, make it look like you're giving money to all these people.
Yeah. Just get your name out there even more. You give yourself more publicity, you know. And exactly the same way you said, if you give a homeless family a Hummer, you're basically hurting them even more because they can't afford that bill afterwards. After you pay the first payment, what are they going to do with that? They can't do anything more than throw it away or sell it. So that was just a waste of time, pretty much.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think it's funny because that's the stereotype of today's industry.
Yeah. It is. There's so many stereotypes of today. And with them actually being played over and over again, it gets played out. It really gets played out, you know, with the same thing happening over and over again. And sometimes some of the rappers nowadays are saying the same message over and over again. It gets really played out, especially when it's not coming from the heart. If it's nothing meaningful, and even if it is meaningful and it's not actually coming from the heart, you can't hear that. You can actually hear that in the music if it's actually soulful, if it's actually having a meaning behind it. If it doesn't, it really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention one more person who's been helping me out.
For sure.
And she's been mentoring me. Her name is Bay Harris.
Mm-hmm.
She's out of St. Petersburg, Florida.
Wow.
She's been a big part right now. She's been my rock when it comes to pushing this music and showing me the right way to do the business and how to negotiate on all levels. So I have to make sure she gets that shout out.
That is so beautiful. You know, I'm so glad to hear, because a lot of people in the music industry of today are saying that they've done everything on their own from the beginning of time, which some of it is true as well, but it's actually really nice to hear that you're actually showing your appreciation to the ones who have helped you along the way and given you guidance and mentored you as well. And especially with someone like yourself, has been in the music industry for years, it also takes a lot of help. It takes a lot of love to create something successful. And it's beautiful to hear, and I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many people I've worked with. I mean, mm-hmm. at one time I was working with Raz B.
Wow.
Yeah. And I worked during the time he was going through that scandal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I was in the newspaper because we did a show together, and the promoter tried to slip his way out of the show by offering some dudes to Raz, and I got into a fight with the promoter.
Oh my gosh.
And I knocked him out. I ended up being put in Hip Hop Weekly
mm-hmm. oh, wow.
for beating up the manager. Raz taught me how to do the discipline and, you know, forget about the past, because you can't change the past. You can only change your future.
That's right. That's right.
A lot of people are worried about changing their past to hoping their future be great. It doesn't make a difference. The past is the past. You can't change that. So exactly. It's just the way society and music is.
Yeah.
If you get on my social media page, that's all I do is talk about music and educating people about music. Most people don't know about metadata. Most artists don't.
Yeah.
Most artists don't know about mandating your music.
That's true.
All they think is, oh, I got a song out and I'm registered to BMI or ASCAP or CSAC. Did you register the music? Yeah, the BMI. You didn't register it. They're my royalties. ASCAP, CSAC, and BMI is not a royalty company. They are a PRO.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of artists don't know about the music business yet, and they think they made it so far. I've got a long way to go. We've all got a long way to go. Most definitely. So, from everything that you've known over the years of your time being in music business and the industry, what advice would you give to some of the aspiring artists of today who are trying to make it in the music industry?
Well, the kind of advice that I would give any artist that's trying to get out there, stay humble, stay blessed, and stay positive. That's the biggest advice you can be. And stay loyal. But the one advice is don't ever let your ego override what you're doing. Because a lot of these artists, they let their ego or their so-called manhood stop them from being educated. They don't want to listen to the people that's offering the facts. They want to listen to the people that are not going on. Especially when you find an artist who's been promoting the same song for more than 7 years. So you've been promoting the same song in 7 years. I'm looking at your Spotify, and you ain't over 1,000 streams yet?
Right.
That means something's wrong.
Yeah, something's really wrong there.
You know?
For sure. You know, Michael, I am so, so glad that I actually had the chance to speak with you today. It was a beautiful moment, and I love that you shared so much information about the music industry and things that people need to know of today, from the past, the present, the future. I'm so glad I actually had the chance to speak with you today. Is there anything you'd like to say to before you go?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to everybody at Times 10 Magazine, as well as a shout out to you on the radio.
Oh, thank you.
A shout out to the indie label called Ada Media Group. They have a great staff and a great group of artists out there. It's a small indie label, and they have major distribution. I just want to give a shout out to everybody who believes in themselves and who understands positive minds move forward.
This has been an interview with Michael Neely, former management and artist development artist, as well as A&R, former A&R of Def Jam. This is Vanessa Morgan of Vamo Radio, signing off.